Blog Talk Radio.
Fans, how the hell are you? This ain't Race Chat Live. This is Southern Dirt Track Report. I gotta get the host back on. There was a technical difficulty. When we figured it out. That's why this guy has me doing what I do. Okay, so we got it figured out. This is not Race Chat Live. This is Talking Dirt with Southern Dirt Track Report. You should be talking to Artie, and it looks like Artie has called in. So we'll give the show to who it belongs to. Woo, my goodness.
Oh, man. All right, so we're live now. We're alive. We are here. Southern Dirt Track Report. This is Talking Dirt. A little technical difficulties to start the show off with. But we are back on schedule here. We are going to go ahead and write our first caller. If Amanda's in. Amanda, are you up? Is she in? No?
This isn't your guest. This is actually Mr. CJ Sports listening in.
So who's this?
Mr. CJ Sports, glad to have you on. Look, I didn't know. I should have recognized. Well, I'm in pure panic mode. We'll discuss what happened there, but you're connected in. I think you can put two and two together if you'll look at that picture post that I sent. But we got it figured out. Mr. CJ Sports, thank you for being here. That makes me feel so much better to know that we had more than one technician working on this issue. But we'll hand the show over to Artie. I believe his guest has called in. We'll go ahead and plug that person in, and I'm gonna put me and you back in the backdrop, Mr. CJ Sports. Unless you want to say something real quick.
I just wanted to tune in, listen to these guys, and thank everybody for listening to The Southern Dirt Track Report here on the 110 Nation Sports Radio Network. You guys are doing a great job, and looking forward to listening to another great show.
Awesome.
Awesome. Thank you. So we are live now, and we are getting ready to go. We are a couple minutes behind, but that's fine. Things happen in life, like I said before. You can't predict the what's going to happen out there. So, things happen and we fixed it. So we are back rolling here on the Southern Dirt Track Report. Talking dirt here, I'm going to one more person to add in here, and then we are going to roll with it. Amanda, if you are listening, you can call in now. You're on deck.
I got you. Hey.
Oh, you're already here?
Already. Yeah, I'm
already
here.
All right, cool, cool. We had a couple of technical difficulties, but we are live now, and we're rolling. So go ahead and tell me what's going on over at Jackson Motor Speedway.
Well, we're actually off this weekend, the 28th, but we come back the 4th, Labor Day weekend, with the Comp Cams Super Late Models. They'll be with us Saturday night and the Mag Sunday. Are they going anywhere Friday, Raymond? He said they're going to Crawley's Ridge on Friday night, us Saturday night, and the Mag Sunday. So they'll do a 3-day sweep that weekend.
Sweet, sweet. So this weekend, Jackson is off. The following weekend, y'all have a big show coming up. Tell us about that, the Comp Cams.
That's going to be Comp Cams. It's a 3,000 win.
3,000 a win, super late models. And they have some pretty big names that usually come to that race. So we're excited. I'm going to try to make it there in next weekend, next Saturday night.
Oh, that'd be great.
So we'll have some good footage. And we are.
I don't know who his top 10 are, but I know Morgan Bagley will be there. The Rickmans will more than likely be there. Michael Arnold will be there. Who else, Raymond? And he said that Logan Martin has a 15-point lead on Brian Rickman. And so Logan will be there definitely. And so anyway, we're looking for some good ones.
Yeah, and then y'all got the KMSA coming in.
They are coming September the 11th with a 1,500 to win. So that's going to be their first and only appearance with us this year. And actually, it's the first one in quite a while. I want to say we hadn't run them since maybe 2017 or 18.
So it's been a minute. I remember going out there last time they ran, and they had 24, 25 cars there. So they bring a bunch of cars in, and those little mini stocks, they get down.
Yeah, we had one Saturday night fall in with the factory stocks, and he just kind of held in the back to kind of get some laps, and just he came down just to more or less practice for himself. But he was getting it. He would get let them have at least half a track ahead, and he was catching up with them.
Yeah, he's those little cars, they'll get and go. So yeah, they're very, very quick on little four cylinders, and that's a good little series to bring in. I think Jackson's the only one in Mississippi that brings them in. Am I correct on that? Is that the only one on the schedule?
That I know of. I think that is correct. Brandon, I've talked with him quite a bit. He runs that series, but they were real excited. They want to make a bigger show out of it for them down here, but I told them we were going to do this first, and then we would talk next year.
Correct. Yeah, the last time I seen them probably was maybe 3 years ago, and they had 24, 25, like I said. So they bring a big crowd of cars to the track. So it's always a good thing to have a class that comes in and puts on a show for the fans. And those KMSAs are going to be rolling. I might wind up there that weekend, too. That's a good show to watch.
Yeah, they're fun. They're fun to watch. I think I've seen them at Magnolia once or twice before. But I mean, not Magnolia. Why not? I think I've seen them there a time or two before. Haven't they been there? Yeah. Raymond's in here fixing him something to eat, so I'm hauling back and forth to him. So anyway, but yeah, they do. A lot of people ask about them. They want to see them. They think they like them, but I don't. This is awful. Half the time I can't tell the difference in a super late model and a 602, but unless I know the car number. But that's just
me. Yeah, we had down here when LA 36 was open, they ran the mini stocks there as a weekly class. Baton Rouge ran them there as a weekly class. Once 36 closed down, it was kind of one of those things that people started getting out of the class because there was no tracks. There was only one track running them instead of two tracks. And then now it's none. All of them have pretty much sold and bought factory stocks or pure stocks. So the class had fizzled out here because of the one track closing down. They had a lot around this area. You know, we used to get 10 to 12 of them every night. And those cars used to put on a show for the fans and Tom there at the track.
Yeah. They're neat. So did you see our announcement today?
I caught the tail end of it, but I did not get a chance to watch it from the front.
Well, we posted it earlier today. It's the Capital City Sprints. It's a new series, basically, that's going to be based out of Jackson. It's going to be the LS 5.3 LS motor sprint cars with their wingless, though. And we're going to pick them up on either a weekly or a biweekly basis next season. That is not the big announcement that we're going to make around PRI time, though. That this is something totally different. So we did announce that today that we were picking them up. We've talked about it this season, and we thought we would be able to have them in this season, but I think there's about six so far. So they're trying to build up the car count before we really start pushing that class.
Correct. And that is that's a 360 wingless?
It's that 5.3 LS motor.
Okay, all right.
That's
going to be nice. That's definitely going to be a good add to the track there. Are y'all planning on running any kind of mods next year maybe?
No.
No?
No,
okay.
We're not.
I'll just ask you know, in the past, the mods were hard to even get to come to the track, you know, running three or four a night. It doesn't cut it for most tracks. I know those mod guys are all over the place. And I don't see I see that most tracks running limiteds now. The UMPs are kind of on the east side of the state, and the limiteds are on the west side of the state. The classes are really starting to come around. I do believe that Jackson is rolling. Tell us about the show last week a little bit. I know y'all had some big money involved with that 1,000 to win 604.
We did.
It was a pretty good night.
Yeah, it was a decent night. I think our car count was around 65. We had a good field of factory stocks. We had a good field of 604s, and I believe 602s also. If I'm not mistaken, there was, 12, 15 of them for the sportsmen? So 14 604s and 12 sportsmen. So, okay, opposite, 14 602s and 12 604s. But, yeah, we did. That was it was a good show. We got done, I guess, from between about 11:15. We were out of there. And everybody, it was a good show. The factory stocks, we had about 18 or 20 of those. And that class went a little bit longer than we would have wanted, but you get that many cars out there, it tends to bunch up a little bit more than they should. But it was a good show. It was a decent show. I think Cliff Williams won the 604s. Matt Grable won the 602. Aside from that, I really don't know what else happened, but because I'm running around rather than watching the races. But no, it was a good race. It was a good night. We had a really good night. It was a fun night because, you know, it was our fan appreciation. So there was a lot of people there that hadn't been there before. So it was fun. It was fun.
Yeah, dollar entry. You know, you had the who won the Frosty contest?
I don't know who that was, but I'd never seen him before. But he, that was funny. And Landon got out there and did some kind of foot race with the kids to, you know, we'd let the kids drop the green flag on the races. And he has a way of picking the kids. And this was one, he said the first four kids to reach him got to drop the green flag. And he started at the flag stand and took off and finally stopped at turn two. And he thought he was dying, but he did it. It was funny. He ran out of his shoes. And then some of the kids run through the infield, and as a lot of people know, our infield stays a little marshy because of that drain right there. And they found it. It was quite interesting.
That's awesome. That's awesome. That's what it's all about, though, right there. That's what it's all about. Having interactions with the fans and the kids there that the youth is the future of the sport, whether they're going to be fans or drivers later on in life. It's always good to include them. And I've seen a video of him running. I did see the video him taking off running down the track. Always a good time at Jackson. I know y'all like to get the flagman sometimes with the water balloons. That's always fun. Interactive
that's
there.
I believe I'll be doing that this week. I hadn't
very
done that this year. We'll do that this week.
They're always interactive there. It's always a good time over at Jackson. Anything else you want to add tonight?
No, I think that's it. Just super late models with the comp cams next week, and then the KMSAs will be the week after that, and then we'll come back with our weekly racing, which will be our final race before the All-American, and then we'll take a couple weeks off getting ready for the All-American, and then we'll be back with it.
That sounds good. I can't wait for the All-American. I'll definitely be at that one, too. Thank you so much, Amanda, for calling in, and go Jackson.
Thank you. Y'all have a good night.
All right, you too.
Thank you.
All right, y'all, that is Amanda. She is the track owner over there at Jackson Motor Speedway. Always a good time there. They like lots of interacting with the crowd and all. It's always a good time at Jackson. You definitely want to go check that out if you get a chance. Get over to Jackson Motor Speedway, and we will be good. All right, here we go. We got Tim Grave on the line.
Hey, Artie, how are you?
All right, how are you? Hey, we are rolling here. Tell us about what's going on with the big race.
Oh my gosh, it's mind-boggling, exploding, but it's all for the good. It is coming around. It's going to be the largest ever event of go-karting on the state fairgrounds in Jackson, Mississippi, and it is the largest indoor race ever held in the state of Mississippi. By a couple feet, but we're gonna take the title of the largest indoor race ever held in the state of Mississippi. We're excited. Next, oh my gosh, it's hard to believe. Next Friday and Saturday at the Kirk Porter Equine Center in Jackson, Mississippi, on the state fairgrounds, 1198 Mississippi Street in Jackson. We're excited. Friday night is open practice. Saturday during the day, we're gonna let loose and we're gonna run over 105 entries. I've got more that are coming in, and hopefully our goal is to shoot for 150 entries. We're excited about what's to come here in the next week.
Yeah, it's coming up very, very, very quickly here. What does it look like as far as ticket sales go? And we're going to pack that place out, I hope.
Yeah, we did a little discounting because, You know, right now we're going through the pandemic and people are helping us out. So we're going to discount tickets a little bit. They're still $15 for adults to get in. 10 and under are free. Yes, you heard me. 10 and under are free. In the grandstands, you can't go in the pit area, but in the grandstands, 10 and under are free. And the first responders, the medical personnel, the military people, senior citizens, all get in for $5. So we're gonna discount it. So they all get in for $5. And you know, like I said, we're gonna have kids bicycle races. We're gonna have kids candy toss. We're gonna have kids power wheel races. We're gonna have foot races. It's all about family entertainment, and that's what we're going to do. We have a autograph session on the main concourse that we're going to let drivers come up and autograph for kids, and we have souvenirs for sale. It's just an all-around fun day is what it's going to be.
Oh, yeah, I can't wait. I'll be there announcing the whole thing. You need me there Friday or just Saturday?
No, you're good. You're good to come Saturday. You know, you just got off the phone with the Jackson Motor Speedway, and you know, I cannot thank Jackson Motor Speedway and Jackson Kart Kart Track because they have stepped up to the plate and gone above and beyond what a racetrack is, and that's what it's all about is racetracks all around here helping out to make this the largest indoor event in the state of Mississippi.
Yeah, it's going to be exciting. Just indoors is always exciting. You can hear the motors running on these carts. It's a totally different sound when you're inside and not outside. So it's going to be exciting. I can't wait.
Yeah, we're excited. You know, we got some of our classes are at, you know, 20, and one of them is at 25, and it'll be close to 30 entries. That's going to be a full field. Sarah from Jackson Motor Kart is going to have her hands full when she scores. But again, I can't thank Jackson Motor Speedway and Jackson Go Kart enough. I can't thank Carson Speedway for stepping up and adding money. Square County Speedway in Lena, Mississippi, adding money. Back 40 Speedway in Ellisville, adding money. And then we've got a list, Robbie Small Engine Repairs, 121 Southeast Karting, Strength Roofing and Siding out of Jackson, Apex Tire Solution, Outcast Racing, Extreme Speed, Extreme Rubbers by Clo, Alpha Trailers. I mean, they are just helped out.
Oh yeah, yeah. It's gonna be good, and you're probably gonna get some more sponsors within the next week too. The show is really starting to take off from what I'm hearing, and I'm excited.
Yeah, I had a live question and answer. I was trying to hoof it because I thought I was gonna be at the end of the podcast, and then when you come out with the times, I'm like, ooh, I gotta hoof it. So I had a live question to answer that I did weeks prior to leading up to next week's event. So I did that at 7 o'clock, 7 to 7:20, and then I got on here. But you know, that was a real interesting because people are coming from all over asking. You know, they were asking questions, and they're coming from all over from Ohio, from Georgia, from Tennessee, from Florida, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. I mean, just to come to one of the largest racetracks or largest indoor events in the state of Mississippi. And then next Saturday in the intermission, there will be some gigantic news that, you know, nobody will ever want to miss. So everybody needs to come out next Saturday. We're going to gates open at 7 a.m. on Saturday morning. Let people, you know, start coming in. Practice begins at 8 o'clock. It will end at at 11:30. There will be a driver's meeting, 12 o'clock is opening ceremonies, and at 12:15 we'll start qualifying the Predator classes, and then we got mower classes as well. I know you're trying to get the mini wedges in here, so hopefully we'll get a few of those to come. And then we're going to go take intermission, and then we'll run our clone classes after intermission.
Yeah, we are working on the mini wedges. I've talked to several parents already, and they should be starting to come in here in the next couple of days. I'm hoping by the end of the weekend we have some commits on that. The problem that we have and that I came to is Pike County and Baton Rouge run two different types of rules on these carts, and that's the problem. The ones at Baton Rouge have governors on them. The ones at Pike does not. So that's where the issues come in with the ones at Baton Rouge. They'll be in a little disadvantage because they got that governor on there. So we're trying to work that. I'm trying to work that out between them, and hopefully we can figure something out to make it happen.
Yeah, we're excited about, like you said, me and I have two people that have worked long and hard behind the scenes trying to get everything ironed out, adding money put in to running errands to whatever needs to be done. And one of the senior classes is racing for almost $1,000 to win. And that's a lot in a go-kart. And then you're spreading it back to the top three. So we're excited about that. And we are the first karting event in the state of Mississippi to offer the awards that we are. I'm not gonna tell you what they are, but they are the coolest things that you could ever have, and they're one of a kind. Never been, I asked the trophy company, I've done some research, and they've never been ever given out in the state of Mississippi, so we're going to be the first to give out these kinds of awards. They're getting money on top of the awards. They're getting big checks from a local sponsor on top of that. I mean, we're just going to pack it full so they can want more and come back for more. And the exciting news in a new mission, they'll be like, yes, where do I sign up for that? So we're excited about what's to come.
Definitely. Yeah, I'm excited too. It's going to be a good time. And look, I know you, I've been knowing you for a few years now, and I know whenever you put your mind on something, it gets done. And I'm telling you, you got this show. We're already with 100 plus cars committed. That's an accomplishment by itself. And, I'm excited to be a part of this whole deal.
Yeah, we're excited to have you. We're taking everything in leaps and bounds, and it's going to be huge. You look at a dirt track for cars, and you look at a dirt track for go karts, and they're a little bit different. Mostly the go karts are flatter racing surfaces, not much banking. We're going to see what we can do about that. You're inside, you're 175 feet straightaways, which is pretty long for a go-kart, 40 foot wide all the way around. We're pumping it up again on the state fairgrounds of Mississippi in Jackson. Like I said, we got a couple people that are going to come in, special appearances by people that travel in the karting world. We have one that's going to fly in to the Jackson International Airport. He's going to fly in. He's going to come, and he's going to race. We get done racing, he's going to get on the flight, and he's going to go to the next race wherever he goes. And that might be, I think he said something like California. So he's coming in to race at our race. And that's really cool when you get somebody like that that's going to fly in and race your event, and then go out to a next event. That's cool in itself. So we're excited about what's to come. Racing, ladies. We have ladies that are racing. We have kids all the way from the age of 7 all the way up to I think there's a 64-year-old. So we got a wide variety of ages. If you want something to do, come on out next Saturday. Gates open at 7 a.m. next Saturday. Practice begins at 8 until 11 o'clock, and qualifying begins at 12:15. If you're not familiar with what qualifying is the same thing as time trials in a big car track. Same thing. The only difference is we do not run heat races when we qualify. We'll qualify and we'll run a feature race.
Definitely. Sounds good. I cannot wait. Thank you again for calling, Tim. And we are going to be getting some word out there for you, trying to get those mini wedges in order. I cannot wait to experience this whole Saturday on the 4th of September.
All right. We'll see you next Saturday, Artie.
All right. Sounds good.
Thank
you. All right, y'all. That is Tim Graves, Capital City All-Star Classic, coming up in Jackson, Mississippi. It's going to be a kart race all-day affair, trying to get the mini wedges to come on up. So if you got a mini wedge, you know somebody with a mini wedge, have them contact me immediately because we are really trying to get that class built up. Come up there. We're going to try to get at least 10 to 12 carts in the mini wedges. I've been pushing for y'all, and I want to see y'all there. Our next guest has an incredible story. I'm gonna get him in here, and then I'm gonna tell you all about what happened this past week. David was in Pontiac. How you doing, David?
Pretty good, man. How about you?
Doing great. All right, so let's recap what happened last Saturday night. Three to go. Caution comes out. They push you to the rear of the field. There's 12 cars in front of you, I guess, probably maybe 10 cars. I'm not sure how many, but a bunch of cars in front of you. We start the race back off. You come through the entire field to win the race in two laps. Tell us what's going through your head at that moment when the caution came out, and just run us through that race last Saturday.
Yeah, I mean, the caution come out, and it was my fault. You know, I tried to slow it down, the pace a little bit, because I knew that, you know, some of the cars couldn't take off as fast, so that would try to give me a little advantage, and ended up messing myself up by missing a gear. So that the caution comes out, and I go to the rear. And when we come back around, you know, all I could do was say, I know the car's there because my setup man, my brother, matter of fact, the one that drives the 49, the Brewster Baker car, that's my setup man. I mean, he said, the car's there. All you got to do is drive it. Just put it to the floor and run your race. I personally wasn't expecting to come up as fast and as quick as I did and move to the front. So I was just as surprised as everybody else.
Look, the green flag comes out. Before you get out of two, you done passed up four cars.
Yeah, it was on a rail. I'm not going to lie to anybody. That thing was running the best it's ran since we built the car. And it, you know, we come out of two, and when we come out of two, I'm on my high side. And before I realize it, I'm coming up underneath the fifth-place car and then bailing off into three and four and then picking up another two spots and then coming down the straightaway. Down the front straightaway and up underneath the first place car, and before I realized what happened, I was like, "Oh man, I might actually win this."
Look, it was awesome to watch. I'm telling you, you had the entire Baton Rouge Raceway fan clapping on their feet when you come across that finish line to get that checkered flag.
It's an amazing feeling, man. I mean, for our class as the Stingers, I mean, we get attention, but not as much attention as these bigger cars do. So to be able to put on a show like that and then have everybody standing on their feet and really getting into it, that just opens it up for our class in general.
Yeah, no doubt. Like, you know, when people hear, oh, the Stingers are coming out, it's like, oh, here we go again. But everybody was very entertained. I'm telling you, it's like you gave life to a class You know, it was just unbelievable, the comeback from behind once that caution came out. Because everybody was saying, oh, man, he's going to lose now. He's going to lose now. And then you came through there like an ostrich, should we say, just fast, just running as fast as that car could go. And, I mean, just
it was
through there.
It didn't matter at that point. It didn't matter where I put that car. Wherever I put it, it stuck, and it made power. I planted everything that it had, and it just no matter where the track at the bottom, on the high side coming out of two passing three wide and turn two, on the high side it just wherever it was at it stuck, and it was just there.
Yeah, because you was high on the first one and two. Then when you went to three and four, you was down on the bottom passing up people. So the car was definitely working. Let's talk about your racing career in general. How long you been racing?
I got my first mini stock at 13. My dad said, here you go, happy birthday. I was 13 years old, and he stuck me in a mini stock, and then we left mini stocks. As a matter of fact, I went to go-karts for a while. And then we ran go-karts for a couple years, and then when my dad passed, I stepped out of racing. My brother kept running. I stepped out of it, and I probably ain't run a car in probably 15 years. Last season was my first season back in a car.
So it's been a minute.
Oh, yeah.
So what is the future? What you got planned for your future?
Well, hopefully if everything goes the way we plan and the way that this car has been running, my plan and my brother's plan and our team in general, Spa Racing in general, I mean, our plan is that we're going to try to sweep everything this season. We're going to try to take Baton Rouge Championship. We're going to try to take Jackson's All-American for their championship. We're going to try to take the Jumbly 100 for Pike County. You know, we're going to run Thunder Valley and try to take the championships over there. You know, we're going to push and while this car is running the way it is, we're going to push it and see what happens. And we're going to try to take as many wins as we can to finish off the season and say, you know what, this car is right. Matter of fact, we're going to go run the Spooky 50 and we're going to see what we can do up there.
I'm telling you, that car was hooked up, like you said. No matter where you moved on the track, that thing was rolling.
It was there, man. I honestly, I went back and I probably watched that video probably 200 times on your Facebook page. I guarantee you 200 views of those are mine. Just going back and saying, man, I can't believe that car is where it's at. And I have to second guess myself. Was I actually driving that car? Was that car driving me? Because that thing wanted to go to the front bad.
Yeah, a little Herbie there. Look, he was rolling. You're going to try to get that triple. We're going to call that the triple crown. I like the way you talk just now. The All-American, the Jambalaya 100, and the Louisiana State Championship, triple crown. You know, get those three wins right there. That's some big-time wins in dirt track racing down here in the South.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's definitely a feat, and it's definitely going to be a challenge. I mean, there's great drivers at every one of those tracks, and they're out there trying to do the same thing that we're trying to do, trying to get up front, stay up front, and take home a win.
Definitely, yeah. Yeah, everybody's competing for that same spot, that first-place spot.
Oh, yeah.
So, all right. You got any sponsors you'd like to give a shout-out to?
Yeah, man. Ascension Torch and Regulator, they've been an amazing sponsor. Rabbit's Mobile Home Service, Cajun Graphics, Integrity Cages, and of course, you know, our team, Spa Racing. I mean, that we've got a group of men and women that get together, and if you ain't working on your car, you're working on somebody else's to make sure that everybody's stuff's ready to go. Because if you only got one person, only one or two cars are at the track, you don't have a show. But if we can bring 9, 10, 15 cars with us at a time, that's what it's about. That's the only way we're going to put on a show is if we make sure that everybody's there ready to run.
Well, let me tell you something about the Singer class at Baton Rouge. Last year, they only ran like two or three a night, like just terrible numbers. And this year, right out the box, I mean, I think Baton Rouge has averaged 15 cars every week this season. It's been an unbelievable, y'all, the full crowd of the team, just unbelievable attendance at Baton Rouge each and every week. If you drive a Stinger in the South and you're not racing at Baton Rouge Raceway, there's a problem there, because I do believe that at Baton Rouge Raceway on a Friday night have had the best lineup of Stingers that you ever going to see in the South.
Oh, no doubt. No doubt. It's an amazing thing to see. Like you said, we went from 3 to 4 cars last season, and then towards the end of the season, the class got a little bigger, and then right out the gate this season, we've got 15 cars on the track. There's some nights that we have the biggest car count, and that's amazing.
Yeah. I think the many y'all had, one night y'all had like 18. That's unbelievable to have that many Stingers. As far as for me watching it as a fan too, from last year to this year, just unbelievable the numbers that are happening right now at Baton Rouge. And if you race a Stinger and you're listening right now, that's the place to be on Friday nights.
Yeah, come check us out, man. We're open to have anybody there. I mean, the more people we can get there, the better the race is going to be. You know, we like having people there. That's what our class is about, is make sure that we can get as many people as possible. And if you got a problem, don't be afraid to come ask, man. Come give Spy Racing, you know, a shout. Go talk to Full Throttle with those guys over there. We'll jump in and give each other a hand to make sure that everything's good to go, because we want the car count. We want the competition out there.
Definitely, yeah. And it always looks good when you got people showing up each and every week, especially competitiveness. I'm telling you, that's not an easy – what you did is not an easy chore. You got a lot of big names and Stingers running there each and every week. And it was pretty amazing to watch.
It was an amazing feeling for myself to watch it afterwards. I was like, man, that really happened. I can wake up. It wasn't a dream.
And look, I loved it when you came across the top four with the lead, going into the checkered flag, and everybody from the pit stands to the end of the stands where I'm at was standing up, clapping, cheering. They appreciated what you did too.
That I appreciate the fans for that. I mean, that just showed our class and everything that they're paying attention to what we're doing out there. You know, that we put on an amazing show to have that many people. My mom films on the pit side, and you filmed on the other side. So to have both angles of that. Now, granted, you can't hear anything over my mom. She's yelling the entire time. But it was just to see, to have the pan from her side and your side, to see everybody in the pit stand, and from the pit stands to general admission all the way across, on their feet clapping and stuff. That makes you feel that as a racer makes you go, that was an amazing thing.
Yeah, correct. Yeah, it was pretty nice. It was nice to see it. As soon as I thought about who I was going to get as far as drivers go, I said I gotta find out how to even get in touch with you. I didn't have you on my Facebook at that point, I was like, I posted on a chat page. I said, somebody get me in touch with David Davis. I want to get him on the show. So you got us all pumped up, and it was a really good night of racing for you, and the Stinger class in general was really nice.
Yeah, it was great, man. That's the first thing I got was, as soon as you asked that, I had both my brothers, my sister-in-law, friends, and family just, hey, man, Artie wants to talk to you. You got to get in touch with him. I was like, man, no way.
Yeah, it was awesome. It was awesome. So we hope to see you out there each and every Friday night. They've got like 2 weeks left, and then we got this state championship coming up. So got some more racing to go. The days are running short, but lots of racing to go here. And good luck on the remainder of your season. And keep in touch, and we'll get you back on here maybe at the end and see if you got that triple crown.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you, man.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. So that is David Davis. He drives a Stinger over at Baton Rouge Raceway. Unbelievable win. If you did not catch it, you definitely want to go check out On a Sunday Dirt Track Report. Go back to Sunday, this past Sunday date, and look up the Stinger race. It is going. It is really unbelievable. The race that he put on there. Caution was called on him. He went from the leader to the rear, and it's like magic watching them last 2 laps in that race. Just watch him go to work, and he definitely had to work for it, and he got it, and the fans went wild. So it was a good night of dirt track racing in Baton Rouge, and I appreciate him coming on the show here tonight. All right, this time between the last few minutes here, I was supposed to have Jay Dillon on the show out of Greenville, but he has not called in the show, so we are going to keep on rolling here. Let's talk a little bit about Pike County while we have a little couple minutes here. Pike County has a huge race this weekend coming up. You do not want to miss it. If you run a factory stock, pure stock, anything in that manner, big, huge race coming up at Pike. It's going to be 2,400 to win, $50 entry fee. The payouts are up for the pure stock class, $2,400 to win, $1,500 for second, $1,000 for third, $800 for fourth, and $600 for fifth. And that's some pretty big numbers. Even if you come in fifth place, that's a nice chunk of change you're getting back on that race. It's $2,400 to win, pure stock race. Pits open at 3:30 at Pike County Speedway. General admission at 5. Races start at 7. August 28th, $50 entry fee, $100 to start. So no matter what place you come in, you get $100 right off the bat there. So it's going to be a good, good time, and it's really going to be a race. You know they got some really good pure stock guys over at Pike County Speedway. They got some really good pure street guys and factory stock guys around. I think this pure stock race is going to be a good one. It's going to be one for the ages there at Pike County Speedway. If you missed out, last Tuesday they had a video shoot there. Colt Ford was there, and Kevin Gates was in the house rapping on Colt Ford's music video. So when that comes out on YouTube or wherever, once they finish that up, that's going to be nice to get a peek at that. Got a lot of cars that came out for that. And so they're going to have some pretty cool things going on. Let's see what this says. A limited mod driver, Kurt Lipsy, was rushed to the hospital this morning. I didn't see an update of what's going on or anything, but keep that family in your prayers. Kurt drives a limited mod, and definitely keep him in your prayers over the next, few days. Keep on praying for him. Pray for us in the South down here. I live in South Louisiana, and we got a big one coming out there in the Gulf there. It's heading towards the Gulf. So pray for the whole coastline, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama. Let's pray that the storm doesn't do too much damage. It's always scary when you got a big one sitting out there. And the racing should not be affected on Saturday. It's going to come in Sunday night late. So we hope to get all the racing in Saturday night. We'll be at Pike County Speedway this weekend. So y'all come on out and get ready, because there's going to be some good racing this weekend. All right, at this time, we are going to switch gears. We're going to talk a little bit about Outlaw Speedway from this. Let me pull it up real quick. I had it up a minute ago, but I switched over to Pike County. So Outlaw Speedway had some good racing this past weekend. Cooper wins the late model race. I don't have all the winners on the top of my head, but Ronnie Roberts, he wins the modified race, and Shane Morgan wins Paul Reyes, and he didn't just win it, he dominated it. Shane Morgan is on the line. Let's get him up.
Oh, hey. How y'all doing tonight?
All right, how are you?
Hanging in there. I got my belly full. Let's get on eating.
Well, that 0-1 was running this past Saturday. Let's talk about the race. Started on a pole, ended on a pole. Tell us about the whole race, how it was going through your head.
Oh, it was a pretty good night, man. We had some issues during the week. We had some injection issues. A nozzle broke off and fell down between the valve and the piston, and it done it in the shop. Wouldn't even run it. I don't know what happened. The things are made out of brass, and it just, I guess it got hot and got cold, and it fell down in there, and we went to adjust the valves, and sure enough, it was stuck between the valves. We had to pull the motor apart on a Wednesday to get it ready for Saturday, and got it all back together, and show up the track Saturday, and we didn't really do a whole lot. Just kind of, you know, went down tire, stagger, and maybe put fuel in the car and done a little adjustment here and there, and it was pretty much it.
I tell you, that car was on a rail and way ahead for most of the race. And it got some pretty good competition out there. It's not easy, though, to run a sprint car each and every week like you do. I know I've seen you run with the USCS guys and gals, and you know, the car has always been pretty good. But last Saturday, it was hooked up, and it was a really good race.
Yeah, it was one of those nights where, you know, everything just kind of fell in, man. It don't happen like that all the time. Like, normally you're chasing the car, trying to get better and better and better, and you know, the track came to us as the night went on, and it was really funny because the track was good in the hot laps and heat race, and toward the feature, it's almost like the water came back up through the track somehow. I mean, that can happen on certain places, you know, when you're close to water, but I don't know how it happened there, but it did. The track tightened up more in the feature than it was the heat race, and, you know, I went out there in turn one on the get-go and wide open, flat-footed it, and never thought it would stick, and it stuck. And that, the whole race, I had to flat-foot it, and up till getting close to cars and lap cars, you had to slow down a little bit so you don't run into them and mess them up. But the car was great. Like I said, it never happens like that. It was one of those nights. Everything went our way, and it was just good night.
All right, so tell us about the beginning of the season, how you've been running this year.
I've been living in Texas. We were running 305s over there, which is a 305 sprint car. We was running them beginning of the year over there. We won a race over there at Thunder Valley Speedway, and I got done over there, and I come back here and started running some USCS races and the local events with Todd over here and Outlaw and Baton Rouge. Ran some USCS races up in Hattiesburg and Loxley. We've been having pretty good luck here and there. It just kind of hit and miss. You know, we had some motor problems at Loxley, blow the motor up, and had some little problems in Jackson. But we finally got it figured out at Outlaw, and we won three races this year, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, not bad at all. And what you got planned for the remainder of the season?
That last weekend was my last race for this year. I'm fixing to go off out of town to work for 8 months, and I'll be back next year right before the season starts with some new stuff, and hopefully get going again, you know, and be pretty strong, I hope.
So before you race sprint cars, what did you race?
I started when I was like 13 years old racing go-karts over there near J&J Speedway. Now it's called, I think, Sunny South or something they call it now. It's an asphalt track.
Yep.
Started out there doing that dirt stuff and run a bunch of WK races, which is a national event, and done a bunch of stuff in Daytona Speedway in the year. They still do that national race down there. Done that up till probably around 17, 18, and got into mini sprints and done that for a couple of years, and we raced off in Tennessee and Florida, Alabama, Louisiana, and Mississippi. And when I turned about, I think I was 20 and 19, and got in a big car, which was 360, and started doing that ever since.
So, yeah, so you just entered that sprint car life since then. So I didn't know if you had ran late models or modifieds beforehand, but you jumped right into the big class, and very successful through the years. I've watched you the last 6, 7, 8 years, and I'm very successful. Always up there, always got a chance to win, you know, and that's what you want out of your car, and the fans love you.
I appreciate it. You got to take care of your equipment, man. You got to, you know, whatever you make, and, you know, it takes a lot of money to do this stuff. And we always, you know, whatever the car makes always goes back to it. You know, nobody ever gets any profit or anything like that. But, you know, you always got to upgrade your stuff better and better and better. And, we, of course, we've done it a long time, and we always upgrade. And we got a lot of stuff, you know. You just got to finish races. And if you don't finish races, you don't learn nothing. You got to make laps. Laps is everything. Finishing races means a lot. You just got to continue on. And, you know, the more you're out there, the more you learn, and the more recognition you people you see, and they, you know, they trust you racing around you. And there's, you know, I had some people call me today from Must See Racing up in way up north, and asphalt stuff, inviting me to come race with them. And, you know, that means a lot. You know, you normally don't get that recognition, because, you know, some people, they're out there for kill, and they're going to, you know, run everybody over to get to the front. You know, that's just not my mentality. I want to be able to race everybody clean, and when I get done at night, we had fun, you know.
Yep. No doubt. Definitely clean racer. There's a few guys out there that are not, but definitely, you know, watching you over the years. Always been a really good driver. Always a pleasure to watch that old one. Every time it shows up, we're like, there he is, y'all. There's Shane Morgan in the house. So you're very well known from the fans and you know, on the fan side. And we just love watching you. And congratulations on a big win there at Outlaw. And we hope to see you, I guess, next season.
I really appreciate it, y'all. I really enjoyed racing, and it's my, I love it. And, you know, it's one of those deals, you send your blood, and you kind of need it, you know. Just you want to do it all the time, and you can only do what you can do, afford to do, you know. So I have a lot of fans that, you know, people like that come to the trailer and talk to us and hang out, and you know, if you talk to people, and, you know, they enjoy that, you know what I'm saying? You kind of got to be all around it a little bit, you know. It's just part of it. It's like a family, you know. You got to be family oriented all around the people that's around the track, and talk to them, and you know, they just like me, they just like you, just like everybody else, you know. No difference.
Yep. All right, you want to give a shout out to any of your sponsors out there?
I ain't got many, man. It ain't like it used back in the day. It's kind of like just, you know, my dad's company, Morgan Equipment and Crane Services, is a lot of it. And I got D&L Auto Body, which is Jimmy and Larry Jones over in Biloxi, Mississippi. I got Extreme Graphics that does the graphics on the car, and Ingram Images, J&J Auto Racing. And that's about it, man. Own pocket, you know.
Yep. I understand that. So thank you so much for coming in and talking with us tonight, Shane. And we'll see you next season then, and we'll be ready for you.
I appreciate it, man. Y'all have a good night. Thanks for having me on here.
All right, definitely. You too. All right, so that's Shane Morgan in that 01. He is the winner from Outlaw Speedway this past weekend, and I'm talking about domination from the front to the back of the race, led every lap, and it definitely was the car to beat over at Outlaw Speedway in Perkinston, Mississippi. It was a good night of racing. We have Bridget Walters coming on at this time. This is Northwest Florida Speedway. How you doing, Bridget?
Good, how are you?
All doing great. Tell us about what's going on over at Northwest Florida Speedway.
Listen, we tried to run this last Friday. We got it all worked in. The track looked great, and then we had torrential downpour. So Scott tried to still continue to go and got the track all cut back in again, had to fix the road, pull people out, and here comes more rain. So we didn't get anything in, nothing at all last week. So we're going to try it again this weekend. No promises. You know, we got that big storm out there in the Gulf coming. Says it's going to be here on Sunday, but, you know, Mother Nature always has a different plan. So we're still going to shoot for Saturday. Most all of our classes will be running. We will not run mods this weekend because Southern is running mods. So we will not run them. And we will do the pure stock powder puff race. And if there's enough bombers, wives or girlfriends or daughters or friends that want to do it as well, then we will add those as well. Again, pending weather. So that's where we are. So nothing's changed in points for us over there. We have just been trying to get in as much as we can. We don't have many races left. We've got two in September, three in October, and one in November left. Actually, it's only two in October, I guess. We've had some pretty rough things happen, and everybody has. You know, everybody's dealing with COVID. Everybody's dealing with, weather and all kinds of stuff around. We lost a guy last night due to COVID, and one of the Wolf Brother racings. And we are so sad for that. So if everybody could just stay in prayer for them and their family, that would be appreciated. Again, we are going to try to race this Saturday, pending weather, and we'll just kind of go from there. But, you know, one thing that we haven't really been talking about while we're on the podcast is we want to make sure that we're thanking our sponsors, because without them, we couldn't do all the things that we do. And so if you don't mind, I'd like to take just a few minutes to just go ahead and talk about our sponsors that we have here. We've got Baker Feed. They're right there in the middle of town. And we've got 4F Construction. Joey the Jeweler, he's actually in Crestview. 4F Construction is right out of Baker. He's a guy that's been here his whole life. The 4F is going to be Four Fortners, which is going to be Blake, Missy, Gavin, and their daughter, Peyton. And they are just a big pillar in the community, and they just help everybody out. And they're really great people over there. Joey the Jeweler, he is from Baker as well, but he is one of the most awesome jewelers that we've got around, and he's so caring and so thoughtful for everybody. He always, you know, if somebody passes away, they always do these little dog tags up there. And he's so thankful that everybody gets to come in and just show all that stuff around. We've got Wooden Lumber, which is a big lumber company. Well, I say big for the community. Mr. Steve is a great guy over there. Kelly's Auto Diesel in Crestview, Stanton Automotive in Crestview. Both of those guys have been working on those cars for a long time, and they do fabulous work. We've got Triple J Construction, Monsoon and Deanne. They really take a lot of time out and help the track a whole lot over there. We can't be thankful enough for them either. Susan's Restaurant and Baker's Parts. Susan's Restaurant is in Holt. She's a sweet lady. We really love her. So anyway, we are so thankful for all of those people. They have helped in the race community. They just want to make sure that our community is thriving, and they do all the things that they can. So
definitely. You know, that's something that nobody's mentioned is the track sponsorships. I always ask that for the drivers. So that might be something that we need to get out there too, because these people support their track race, and we need to support them.
That's a fact. And, you know, I mean, they really do help in our town. They support us. They sponsor us. They take care, and they talk about it to all of their customers. They let them know. And then, you know, they get all the word out there for us, and we just can't be thankful enough for all of them.
Correct. And that's, that's a big help. Well, all the way around is sponsorships. That's what makes things go. And just like every track in the South or wherever you're racing at, even in the North, if it wasn't for sponsorships, a lot of these places wouldn't be able to open.
That is very true. Very true. And we're just, we enjoy those guys, and just getting to know them and talking with them, you know, that's always so fun and nice too. And then for them to be able to come out and see what they're able to do for us, you know. If it wasn't for those drivers, if it wasn't for the fans, if it wasn't for our track sponsors and all the employees that work at our tracks, there just wouldn't be that every week to come back to. And so we just got to give the credit where credit's due.
Definitely. All right, so your next race is going to be September the 4th.
That's true.
Pure Stock Dutch Commerce race.
Actually,
talk to us about
not true.
That.
So we have a race coming this Saturday if weather all holds out, and then our next race is going to be on Saturday the 4th. We do have – yes. So it's going to be a regular race for the 4th, and then we will have – well, I don't even know, to be honest with you. I'm trying to find – there we go. The 4th is going to be the Pure Stock First Timers race. And basically, if you've never won a race before, then you'll be able to get into this race. We'll have regular races for that Pure Stock class as well. And if you've never won a race, then you will be able to enter into that race as well. So that's what that's for. You know, sometimes it's just nice to have that and give that little extra chance for that to happen. And we do it every year. We love to see it happen, and getting those guys out there, or even some of those kids out there that have moved up from the different classes into the Pure Stock class. And so it's not always a Pure Stock race. Sometimes it changes. But getting them out there and letting them have their first time, you know, it's a smaller class, like a smaller group of drivers, and so there's just more opportunity for them too.
Definitely. That's awesome. I like that idea, and I hope y'all get a bunch of them that come out and race. So this weekend, weather pending, y'all get on over to Northwest Florida Speedway. What else is going on over there behind the scenes?
Oh, so many things. We're just working, getting all the different things caught up. We've got there's always something happening. I know the biggest thing that we've been working on is going to be the concession stand. We've been trying to close that in and make it to where we have more opportunity for us to get the food out quicker and so on. And so just giving more room in there for them to work around in there. So we've really been working on that. Scott has acquired a new grader. So he's really enjoying that, being able to have that and not have to worry whether the other one's, you know, going to work this week or if we have to rent one or, you know, whichever. So he acquired that new one. So he's excited about that. And, it just kind of takes off some stress, you know. We are looking for playground equipment to, move the playground from where it is. We're trying to improve that area, and bring in some sand and, just make it more feasible for those kids so that they also have some extra things to do when we are racing, if they're not interested in watching or if they just want to be kids and play around, you know. So if anybody knows of anything, we'll be glad to just shoot us a message. We'll be glad to look into it, and hopefully it would work out.
Definitely. That sounds good. Y'all don't have any kind of so y'all going to redo the playground. Maybe a GoFundMe?
I haven't thought about that, to be honest with you, but
maybe we could help spread that news, and maybe y'all can get some new playground equipment and not have to come out of anybody's pocket except for people that want to help.
Right, and we'll also take donations, you know. So that's something that we've been doing, and we kind of put that on Facebook, that if anybody knew of anything or had anything, you know, that sometimes their kids outgrow or whatever, we'd be glad to come and take it off your hands if needed, and we'll put it out there for the kids and something going for them.
No, definitely. That sounds good. I like, you know, there's not too many tracks that have playgrounds for kids, and I know Northwest Florida has a playground. I think Southern has a playground, and that's pretty much it out of all the tracks that I've been to down here. That's something that that maybe more tracks need to look into, something where the kids can go hang out and have fun if they don't want to watch the races.
Correct.
So it works out. It works out. So
it does.
Anything else you'd like to add tonight?
No, sir. I think we're good. I'm so thankful that you're able to continue to doing this, and we're just grateful for the opportunity.
Definitely. Thank you so much, and we always look forward to hearing from you over at Northwest Florida Speedway. Thank you so much, Bridget, for calling
Thanks,
us.
Thanks, Artie.
And we will see you soon. I'm going to be heading that way. I'm not
Perfect.
Sure when, but I will be there before the end of the season to catch a race. So.
All right. We'll be waiting on you.
All right. So that is Bridget Walters over with Northwest Florida Speedway update. We love Northwest Florida Speedway. Scott Sessions, I was watching the post from last Saturday. Oh, yeah, we're going to race. We get the track together. Then the sky fell out. He was going to really try to get it going and just couldn't. The rain has really hurt all of us around here in the South. And it's just one of those things that happens. The rain always happens, pop-up thunderstorms in the summertime. All right, so now we got a new guest coming on. We got Mitch. I'm not going to pronounce his last name because I'm probably going to butcher it. But Mitch, are you here?
You got me now, Artie?
Yeah, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
All right, so how do we say your last name?
Kachera.
Let me write
that
down.
Sounds like it should have an H in it, but it doesn't.
Yeah. All right, y'all. So we got Mitch Kachera here. We are talking for the first time here on the podcast, Columbus Speedway, the original bull ring in Mississippi. Tell us about what's going on over there, and just give us an update of what's going on at Columbus.
Well, yeah, Deep South, you know, we're Loxley, Alabama, actually, and
I'm talking the wrong track.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah, we
got
to move back across that line to Alabama.
Yeah. No, that's my error. That's my error. I just messed that up totally. All right, so we're talking Deep South Speedway. Mitch is the announcer over at Deep South Speedway. In Loxley, Alabama. I don't know where I'm at. I apologize for that. So tell us what's going on down at Loxley.
Well, yeah, Artie, appreciate y'all having us on the show tonight, and listening to all the other tracks. Just very fortunate to have what we've got at Deep South Speedway. Billy Roberson took the track over last season, and just revamped the whole track. We changed the configuration from 0.4 mile down to 0.3 mile, and he's just continuously, doing upgrades throughout last year and into this season. And we got even more upgrades just with talking. I think it's going to be coming probably for the season next year. But we've had a good 2021 so far. We've had a few struggles with rainouts here first portion of the season, and looking to get some of that caught back up. But our next racing event coming up, we're off this weekend. We race again on September the 4th at Deep South, and that's going to be our third race event for the Deep Southern Shine Series that we're running. And that Deep Southern Shine Series is a combination of Southern Raceway in Milton, Florida, and us at Deep South Speedway running a 8-race series that's going to conclude probably in October now with some of the rainout makeups that we've got to do. But we're coming back 2 weeks. It'll be September 4th, and we're going to have the Pure Stocks, the street stock division, the vintage cars, our Stingers, and 604 late models, and talking to the race promoter, Ryan Carpenter, for the Speedway. They are going to add the UMP modifieds into that show coming up September 4th. So we're going to have a big race night coming there for that night. And then they can turn right back around, and Sunday, September the 5th, will be the next series race for this Deep Southern Shine going to Southern Raceway over in Milton, Florida. So they got a Saturday racing series race night with us at Deep South, and then they can go Sunday afternoon, Sunday evening, and race over at Southern Raceway. So with Tom Lowry and his group over there. So our August the 7th series race for this Deep Southern Shine got rained out. So we have tentatively set a update here. Let me pull my – I'm trying to get my schedule revision here pulled up real quick. Was talking with Ryan Carpenter trying to see how we've got this broke down, but we'll make that Shine series run up October the 30th, which is going to be coming up with Halloween, and that's going to be the Shine series run as well as our what we call Track a Treat. And that'll be a big night for the kids there with Trick or Treat. And we're going to kind of do the Meet the Drivers night that we kind of lost out on. That's all going to kind of take place on October 30th. So that's going to be a big, big night there coming to the close of the month of October. But we've got some, man, we got some huge racing announcements that we've been kind of anticipating to make out there. Coming up October the 2nd, Ken, we are having a $3,000 to win UMP modified race along with some regular division racing. We're going to be looking forward to that coming up there first part of October. But getting into September, like I said, September 4th is coming up 2 weeks from now. That'll be our next race night with the Deep Southern Shine Series. Then we turn around September the 11th. And we're going to have, for the first time on the new configuration at Deep South, the Mississippi State Super Late Models, which they'll be in the house for that big show weekend, along with local division racing, you know, included in that. We still got to make up kind of what divisions of our local racing that's going to be announced there. Ryan will be making that post coming out, but yeah, big anticipation to see the Super Late Models back on the track. Now, these Mississippi State guys, the last time they ran with us was on the old configuration, 4/10 miles. So they've not been on there since we've changed it up to 3/8 mile. Now we have a wall on the inside as well as, you know, the outside wall there on the track. So they're going to get to see a whole new configuration, and just super excited about those guys coming back and racing with us. And like I said, October, you know, is going to be a big month. We got some, you know, some other race announcements that'll be coming as we get closer to that with that part of it. One thing we did want to make mention, while people are out there, last season we had the Deep South 100 for the, Crate Racing USA, series closeout race. We are not having, that closeout race, in November, for that Deep South 100, I don't know if we'll make an announcement to do something different there, but just due to some scheduling issues that came up and some conflicting series stuff going on there, we decided to kind of not do that this year. I think they've already got that race maybe rescheduled for Needmore Speedway in their scheduling with Crate Racing USA, but we will not be having that Deep South 100 this year. That's off the schedule now. So we've had a few people asking about that because they seen Ryan's update post out there, and that had been removed out of there. But you know, we may still have something big coming. I'm sure they're going to make some big post out for them last couple of, you know, race months that we got closing out the season. And just, you know, everybody needs to stay tuned with us on our Facebook page, Deep South Speedway, for those updates. And, you know, we're gonna come out and close out with an exciting last half of the season here, and then some big things coming for 2022 at Deep South Speedway. So that I'm sure is going to be some announcements made for that, you know, coming up towards the end of the year. But that's, you know, kind of what we got going on right now.
Yeah, and the Shine Series, Michael McCall, you know, he's always been big in the race scene around the South, and I know he's got a lot going on with that as well. Murder Creek Distillery over at Hoa and Alabama and Foley, so that's always exciting.
Yeah, man, I can't say enough for Micah and his family stepping up with with Murder Creek Distilleries to, you know, sponsor this Deep Southern Shine run. It's been a fun series. We, I think I've got the most recent points posted up on our site, but we've got some really close battles coming down to the wire. Like I said, there's, you know, still two races with us, with the September 4th race and then the makeup coming in October from where we got rained out August 7th. So still a lot of, you know, still a lot of opportunity there for some drivers to get into the mix. But we got some really close points battles there in that series. And they still get to do it, you know, they're going to get to do it over at Southern Raceway as well with Tom and his group. And it's just been kind of an exciting thing, you know, throwing something new out there for these guys in these local divisions and giving them an opportunity to run between a couple of different racetracks locally and, you know, getting the support between, you know, between the race fans and the drivers between, you know, two pretty close tracks here. So we've certainly enjoyed that. And we try to go over and help Tom and them at Southern on their race nights. And Tom and them have come over and, you know, helped us at our racetrack. So it's been a real good partnership there on doing that. So
yeah, no doubt. It always helps when tracks help each other. I'm a firm believer of that. That's kind of why I started the Southern Dirt Track Report and this podcast. This podcast is, we used to do Talking Dirt just on Facebook, but now we're all over the world doing this podcast. And that's what I wanted to do. I wanted to get all the tracks in the South together to come on here for one night and just talk 10 minutes about what's going on at their track. And I think we're succeeding with that right here.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely. This is, you know, it's great to have you, Jared, you know, see you guys out at the tracks and then being able to, you know, sit down the next week and talk about it. And you know, bring up some of the highlights and what upcoming events are out there. That's that's great information out here for the race fans. So I thank y'all for letting us be a part of that. But keep up the good work and hats off to you guys.
Definitely, thank you so much. And you got anything else you want to talk about?
I think most everybody out there in the racing community. Been seeing the comments from the Day family up at Tri-County, and I just want to let them know our thoughts and prayers are with them. I know they postponed, I think, their racing shows because of the passing there of their family member. But, just want to let Isaiah and his family know we're all thinking about them and prayers going out to them in this, in this tough time for them.
Yeah. Very tough time for Isaiah and the Day family. And thank you so much for coming on tonight, Mitch. I'm sorry I announced you wrong. I guess that happens every now and then. But we like to hear from you some more later on. You know, we do this every Thursday, so if you ever want to do it, just let me know.
All right, Artie. I appreciate it. You and Jared keep up the good work, and maybe talk with you guys next weekend.
All right, awesome. That sounds great. We'll see you then.
Okay, thank you.
All right, so that is Mitch Couture. I'll probably screw that up again. But he is the announcer over at Deep South Speedway in Loxley, Alabama. If you've never been to old Loxley, it's a great facility from head to toe. And it's all redone for this past couple years. They've been really working on it, trying to get it right, and the track has really been awesome. So that is it for Deep South Speedway. Now we're going to talk. We're going to bring on in Mason Jordan here, the number 23 super late model. Mason, are you in?
Yeah, I'm in.
All right. How are you tonight?
What's that?
I said, how are you tonight?
Oh, doing good, man. Can't complain.
Awesome.
How are you?
All right. So, when I announce the races, I try not to show any kind of favoritism to anybody. But I'm not going to lie. I'm a big fan. And I get excited on some of my videos when Mason's crossing that line. I've always been a big fan, and I appreciate you coming on to the show here tonight. Let's talk a little bit about this past weekend. Big win over at Baton Rouge Raceway. Tell us about the car and tell us about the race.
Yeah, man. Man, we've been battling it there for a few years at Baton Rouge. Just never could make everything, you know, work out right. I think we got the car pretty much dialed in past couple weeks, trying some new things. And, you know, I mean, can't thank my crew, my dad, you know, everybody that makes it happen for me. I can't thank them enough. And you for what you do for dirt racing. It's phenomenal.
Thank you so much. So the race, you start off, you was outside, Watson on the inside. The start of the race was a pretty good start.
Yeah, for us, pretty good start. Yeah, Mr. Donald, he likes to try to play some trickery on them starts, and we were able to have a good start and took the lead and just held our composure throughout the race and, you know, hit our marks and came out with the win.
And so the win was good. The track looked pretty well this past week. And how was the track conditions for you?
Yeah, I know Mr. Donald, he works his butt off on that track, and I had talked to him before the race. He had cut the track, had some rain come in on Thursday after he had the track cut open. And that's one thing about that man. He'll work his tail off all night to give us the best racing service he can possibly give us. And, yeah, you don't find that a lot of places. And then to get in the car and race like he does, it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, and then you're running in the State Series as well, the MS CCS State Series. I don't think none of this stuff is updated. It's a month old almost, but you're sitting in second in points on what I'm looking at right here from 8-4 to 21.
We're second in points for right now.
Second in points. Each and every week you're out there making these laps with these guys. Some big names is in this series, and you're making a name for yourself at the moment.
Yeah, it definitely helps out week in and week out running with them guys. You learn a lot. You learn a lot quick, and you learn a lot about them. That, you know, they are human, and they are, you know, it's all a racing family. Everybody's there to help each other and to have fun at the end of the day. But, you know, it really does help. And to come back home to Baton Rouge and finally get a win there was really nice.
Definitely. Look, I miss that, that, you know, when y'all on the road, you know, y'all don't come down to Baton Rouge, but we always love to have you down there. I love going to Baton Rouge, and I love watching the Supers run down there. Are you running in the race this Saturday? Well, of course you are. This Saturday, y'all at Greensville Speedway, 40 laps, 3,000 to win. Tell us about what y'all got going into this weekend.
Man, a lot of unknowns. Never been there. We had a few races there scheduled for last year, and I believe one for this year that they've either been rained out or postponed. So I don't know. I've heard a lot about it. You know, sometimes you hear it's around the wall. Sometimes you hear it's around the bottom. I'm going in and just with a clear mindset and just try to keep the nose clean and work our way to the front and finish the race.
Yeah, that gumbo, I hear it's tricky. That old gumbo track, 1 week it'll do one thing, the next week it'll do another. So it's going to be an exciting weekend there, watching the Super Lates there running Saturday. Depends on what the weather looks like down here. We might wind up at Greensville this weekend.
Yeah, man. Yeah, looking at it, we might need to hurry back home just to make sure we make it home, looking at everything that's coming. But, yeah, man, I hope everybody stays safe through all this and, you know, makes it out all right.
Yeah, guys, it's going to be nasty here. I'm in Slidell, so I'm not too far. The way it looks, we're going to be on the west side of the east side of the storm. So we're going to get a lot of rain here for sure. And hopefully it's not as bad as what they're saying it's going to turn into. Hopefully something miraculously happens and it's just a category one or something like that.
Correct.
You never know with these storms. So this is every year we go through this, especially living in South Louisiana. We know every year we're in a cone of uncertainty for sure, a few times a year. And we just hope that everybody's safe, especially your family and everybody in our racing community. And our communities in general, you know, big weekend this weekend with that storm coming in on Sunday. Would you like to say anything to your sponsors? You want to go ahead and run your sponsors down?
Yeah, we'll start off with Central Powder Industrial Coatings. That's our family company. My dad, without him, none of this would be possible. I can't thank him enough for everything he's done. And, you know, let me live out my lifelong dream, and I'm doing it. I'm here, and I can't thank him and my stepmom, Crystal, enough, my mom, Jason, with Jason sitting in there, same thing with them, man. He goes above and beyond to provide things for me to do what I love. Apex Motorsports with Jimmy Woods. Has never left my side, been there every late night at the shop, every late night at the racetrack, all the early mornings. You got Patio Ironworks, and Easy Lock, Skyjacker Suspensions, the list goes on. I can't thank them all enough for all they do. Mr. Gary Blades, couldn't do it without them week in and week out. Just very, very thankful, very humble, and very blessed.
Definitely, yeah. And we, like I said, you know, I try to be as professional as I can on the videos. I remember last season we was up at the Louisiana Dirt Late Model Series that didn't last for about maybe one or two races. But there was 20-plus at Chatham, and you went up there and battled with, I think it was Brandon, and we're just back and forth, the last 6-7 laps, side by side the entire time. And you come around the outside, coming out of four, and just took off and got that checkered flag right at the end, I mean, by a couple feet. That was exciting. That's something that I always remember. And we was cheering you on, and that camera was all over the place. I was excited that night.
Yeah, man, I share that video all the time. Go back on Facebook and find it. You know, that was my first late model win, first year in the late model, and to do it there with that competition, man, it was very, very exciting. And I'll remember that. Forever.
That's something just me calling that race was just unbelievable, because I started talking about kind of smack and everything. I was like, you got to come to Baton Rouge, you got to bring it, you know?
Yeah. It was just meant to be, man. We just couldn't make it happen at Baton Rouge, and to go off with them guys and to pull one off, you know, it just shows that, you know, just keep your head down, keep being determined to make the car faster, and it'll show, you know, so.
Definitely. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Mason. I put a poll up on the Facebook Live, and the poll was, have you ever seen Mason Jordan race? And we got eight results. Four says yes, and four says no. So
well, hopefully we can add to that.
Yeah. So remember, if you're listening, the number 23, Mason Jordan, not Michael Jordan, but Mason Jordan, with that 23, always fast, always quick, and he's coming to a track near you. If you follow the Mississippi State Series, You can watch him throughout the entire state of Mississippi and elsewhere running that super late model. Thank you so much again for coming on tonight.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you for all you do for racing, and keep it up. I enjoy it.
All right. Thank you so much. All right, so that is Mason Jordan in the number 23 super late model coming on our show, talking about the big win from last weekend. Got a huge race weekend coming up this Sunday at Greenville. I mean, Saturday at Greenville, and it's going to be a good time for him. Hopefully he can get another win up there. And he's sitting in second in points in the state series. The points are updated on 8-4. He's about 315 points away from first. So he's got some work to do, but he is always – he's very, very consistent, and they still have four races to go, so really anything can happen there. All right, so now we are moving I kind of made a boo-boo earlier and announced the wrong person, but now we are going up north. We're going to Columbus Speedway, the baddest thrill ring in the state of Mississippi. Columbus Speedway is the place to be. We have Wesley Nichols on the line. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great, man. Appreciate you having me on.
Awesome. Let's talk about Columbus. You know, I've never been to the MAG, but I've been to Columbus a couple times.
Yeah, I hopefully we can see you come back there one day. Like I said, we got a couple big races left for this season. You know, we got a race this September 11th, kind of like a fall special race kind of deal. You know, we have one more race after that, October 15th and 16th, Mississippi State Challenge Series, Super Late Models. And, yeah, I mean, this season's been kind of limited so far. It's kind of it's the first season with our new track promoters just kind of getting their feet wet and kind of getting everything settled out, you know. Really, you know, wasn't looking to have a huge packed schedule this year, and unfortunately a bunch of those races got rained out. Our Southern All-Stars race, you know, a couple of our weekly shows. I think we've only had four races this season. The first two races were great, fantastic, awesome car counts, awesome fan counts, great racing. And after those two races, man, it was so much rain. We couldn't get anything in. And unfortunately, with our All-Star race that we had planned, because we kind of set that race up a little bit late in the season or late in the scheduling, we weren't able to kind of secure a good, you know, rain out rescheduling date for that. I really hated that, but yeah, I mean, it's been going great so far. We got a lot of track upgrades to do. I mean, last year, for the only race we ran in the 2020 season, we put a bunch of new dirt on the track, kind of revamped it a little bit. We had, you know, people asking to put a little more dirt on the track and fix a few things, and we've tried to take care of all that stuff. And yeah, I mean, we're looking forward to the 2022 season, and hopefully it can be even better than this season so far.
Yeah, definitely. Columbus is a great little place. It's got a different dimension to the track than most other tracks have. I believe it's got a dog leg in there. Is the dog leg still in there?
No, it's just a straight, you know, straight straightaways. I mean, it's the main thing, I guess you'd say, is kind of a special thing about our track versus, you know, a lot of the tracks in the area. Is just how banked it is. I mean, if anybody, you know, hadn't been out here before, anybody that's listening hadn't been out before, you know, compared to a lot of the tracks in the area, like, you know, Corinth, Thunder Valley, you know, the MAG, all those other places around here, we have, a lot higher banking, but you know, similar sizing to everybody else. You know, just straightaway is nothing crazy, but yeah, it's pretty much the same way it's pretty much always been. But
yeah, I thought I had a dog leg coming out of three for some reason. I've been there twice. It's been a couple of years since I've been over there. Rod, he used to be the owner, I believe, and we went there a couple of times with him. He's a great guy, and I like the Columbus Speedway. It's a long way for me to get there, though. That's a drive from Slidell to there. We did it a couple of times. Got lucky with no rain, so you know, it's always a pleasure to go see some racing. And I've never been to the track next door to y'all, but how's that work for y'all being so close to another track? What are y'all, like 12 minutes away from each other?
We're about 15 minutes, something like that. Not very far. I mean, you know, it's kind of one of those, you know, kind of like a balancing act you got to do, where you kind of, you know, some racetracks, you know, something like maybe North Alabama or something that's, you know, a decent distance away, you know, we don't necessarily have to worry as much about racing at the same times, you know, but the, you know, somewhere like the MAG here, we kind of have to make sure we're not stepping on each other's toes, make sure that we're not racing the same day as them. And it's kind of something you really have to, you know, work out at the very beginning of the season and make sure that there's no conflicts. You know, so far this season, you know, we haven't had any issues. We're just going to kind of have to, I don't know, we may have to get together and maybe do a little bit of discussing. I don't really know exactly what we're going to do, just to make sure that, you know, next season, you know, we can both have a good season and not have to, you know, not split car counts and split fan counts. Cause, you know, if you do something like that, nobody wins. But yeah, I mean, like I said, it's just one of those things you got to watch real carefully, you know, and just work together as best you can.
Yeah, definitely. I'll tell you what, the Columbus Speedway, hold on, my thing's going off in here. But Columbus Speedway is special. Number one, it's the oldest track in Mississippi, I believe, is what the claim. It's a bull ring. It's just different there. I don't know how to explain it. I've been there twice, and it's different than any other track. Like, I could compare some other tracks around the area that are like each other. But there's nothing that I can say that's like Columbus Speedway. It's a place where you need to go and check out racing, because it is special there. It really is. It's a different atmosphere. It's in the middle of a little neighborhood. You know, just a lot of little things there, and I just really enjoy going the two times that I've been there.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of out in the middle of nowhere, you know, right up next to the state line. You know, there's not really a whole lot around it. You know, the good thing is, though, you know, we're only about 2 minutes away from a four-lane highway, and also right next to a big truck stop. So kind of helps out a little bit. But yeah, I mean, like I said, I've heard the same thing from people before, you know, talking about how, you know, they just, you know, about the track and kind of like its heritage. You know, it's been here longer than just about any other track. Well, the tracks I know of, I know there are some tracks that have been here since the 80s or something, but this track's been there since 62, I believe, 62 or 63. And it's pretty much been in continuous operation ever since. I don't think that we've had more than maybe half a year or something that we haven't had a race out there, which is kind of amazing, you know, with, you know, keeping up with, you know, over the last 10 or 15 years, how many tracks have closed down. It just, it's kind of amazing that, that we've been able to, you know, I guess stay here. We're just kind of blessed and, you know, really, really lucky that, that we're able to keep doing this, and, you know, entertaining folks and, keeping it open for everybody to enjoy. But yeah, man, it's a great place to come.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't know if I'll be able to make it up there this year. The schedule is so full for me for the remainder of the season. But next season, definitely count us in. We're definitely going to take that drive up and come watch some good dirt track racing up there.
Mm, and like I said, this right now on September 11th, we got our we kind of got our fall special. You know, it's a $1,000 to win for the Cruise of 602s, the mods, the street stock, and the factory stock, all 1,000 to win. The mini stock 700, and the hot shots or the hot shot buzz is 500. So it should be a pretty big show. We're hoping for a good car count, good crowd, just to kind of finish out the regular season. And you know, after that, we got our October 15th and 16th Mississippi State Challenge Series Super Late Model Race. You know, practice Friday, racing Saturday. The Mississippi State Challenge Series always puts on a great show out there. That's been just about some of the best racing that I've seen in quite a long time. A lot of really good side by side. Late model racing, and you know, anytime we can have the super late models out there is a good day, just because it's kind of a rare thing. But yeah, hopefully y'all can come down and check us out. If you can't make it this year, hopefully we can get y'all out there one day next season.
Oh yeah, definitely. We're gonna come down. We're gonna come up and definitely come and watch some races. So I had a question on the page. I said, have you ever been to the oldest track at Mississippi Columbus Speedway? 43% say yes, 57% say no. We're going to have to make that change. Y'all get up to Columbus Speedway. It really is. It's different. It's unique. And it's a place to go.
Well, man, I really appreciate you letting me come on here and talk to y'all.
Definitely. Keep us in mind. You know, you can come on any week you want to come on. If you want to come on the weeks before you race and talk about the show coming up, the weekend coming up, you're more than welcome to come on in and talk about it. We have a bunch of tracks that we cover on here, and it's a good time.
Well, all right, Matt, thank you so much.
All right, y'all. Thank you so much, Wesley, and we'll see you soon. That is Wesley over at Columbus Speedway in Columbus, Mississippi. The baddest bull ring in the South. It is a place to go. It is a pretty awesome speedway to go hang out at. If you're in the area on September the 11th, y'all go check them out. Mini stocks 700 to win, hot shots 500 to win, and they'll be running all their weekly classes, I believe, on the September 11th race. So y'all check out Columbus Speedway. Check them out on Facebook at Columbus Bull Ring. At Columbus Bullring on Facebook. All right, y'all. We have Jared Hudson on the line, South Alabama Report. What it do, folks?
Man, we talking rated R for racing, rated R for redneck. So let's. I want to talk about what my friend, good friend Mitch Kuchera, I talked about earlier at Deep South Speedway. So he talked about the Day family. And their family was really sick. And Isaiah's grandmother, which is his mom, Miss Marilyn, his grandmother passed away. And for those that knew her, I didn't know her that well. But everybody that knew her knew she sold tickets at the track and for the regular side. And they said she was just as nice as she could be and was always real friendly to everybody. And, you know, I always thanked everybody for coming to the Speedway. So y'all be sure and pray for Isaiah and Miss Marilyn. I think she's sick too, so pray that she gets feeling better and just pray for their family because they had to cancel their race this weekend. So be with them, Jeremiah and Isaiah's dad. And Tri-County Speedway is definitely a super, super nice facility. It's one of the nicest facilities I've ever been to, and I've been to several racetracks. And you definitely want to go out there and check out their Speedway because so it's been open 2 or 3 years now, and the Days run a business, Advanced Environmental Recycling, where they recycle all scrap metal and stuff, and they have several locations. And when you go to the racetrack, half of the racetrack looks new and modern, but the other half looks old and rusted, and they did that on purpose because they run the scrap metal business, and it fits in just perfect with their scrap metal business. So it's not often you'll see a racetrack like that. And they have indoor concessions. You walk in and get your concessions, walk out. And the cool thing about buying a pit pass there is $25 for a pit pass. Where are you going to find a pit pass cheaper? And so you buy your pit pass, and you go into the pit concessions over there. And it's cool as grits because you walk in, and it's air-conditioned, and you get all your food, and you sit down and watch the race through the glass windows, or plastic windows, whatever they're called. It's really cool to sit down and eat and watch the racing as it's happening. You know, I've never been to a racetrack that's done that, so that's really cool points in my book. And so let me pull up my race pass here and see if I can pull up their schedule, or their points, I should say. And they call it the swamp, you know, as I've said before, because the mosquitoes, it's bad. But it's one of the coolest racetracks. All right, let's see. Tri-County Speedway. All right. There it is, Flemington, Alabama. Well, it's right outside of Flemington in the little redneck community of Pollard, in between Bruton and Flemington. So you can't miss it. It's an hour and 15 minutes from my house, so I love going over there. It's an awesome, awesome place. And let's click their points here. I love my race pass. It's so easy to use. If you're a racetrack and you don't have my race pass, you're falling behind, in my opinion. All right, here we go. My race pass app is awesome, too. Latest news, okay, July 7th. And, of course, my computer is a bit slow. There we go. 2021 points, 602 late model. We have Dale Lucas from McKenzie, Alabama, leading with 350 points. Brent Cartwright, at 77, is second with 317. If Brent does good the next race, he can catch Dale Lucas. And let's see. Nick Lambeth is in third from Flemington with 278 points in the number 90 car. And let's scroll down to Pure Stock. Stephen Fretwell with Jay Florida. He's walking off and leaving Brian Berger. He's got 329, but Brian Berger's coming on up there. He's 316, so that's pretty good. Jeb Davis is third. Really awesome to see Jeb Davis, young driver in the number 8 car with 276. Street Stock points. We have Mike Webb from Bruton, Alabama, leading with 274 points. Really awesome. Daniel Higdon from Flemington with 239 points in second. And third is Michael Porter from Milton, Florida, with 188 points. That's cool. Modified, of course, Greg Hopkins. You know, Greg Hopkins is the man when it comes to modifieds. He's leading in his UMP. Larry Falk in his IMCA modified is second. So that's really cool to see an IMCA car up there with the UMPs. We got Fred McGee in the one from Atmore, Alabama, 81 points. Really cool. It's third. And go to the 604 late models. DG Hawkins is leading with 328 points. But you got track owner Isaiah Day in the 99D is in second with 318. Can Isaiah overtake DG Hawkins and take this championship away from him? We shall see. And then the nearest competitor is Parker Bell in the 92B. He is third with 261 points. And let's go to the bomber class. We have Brian Berger's brother, Robbie, leading the points. 277 points. Really cool. Young man, Brady Hall, in the 22 from Red Level, is at 261. Jaden Presley is at 250. pretty cool, pretty cool. The bomber class is, you know, one of the cheapest classes you can get into. Go to a junkyard, get you a car with a 350 or the Ford equivalent or Dodge equivalent, put your roll cage in it, and go race. It's you know, it's not rocket science. And it's a great class. And I love how Tri-County Speedway plays a Sanford and Son theme song. When they go out there, you just picture Fred G. Sanford riding up in a pickup truck. So here we go. Slingshots. We have Cade Cartwright with 250 points. Zachary Hofford, 229 points. So Zachary's getting better and better. I'm just waiting to get Zachary to see him get a win. He may get a win at Northwest Florida Speedway this weekend, which is where I'll be going, hopefully. Let's see, Stinger class. Well, my friend Timothy Worthington, Baymanette, Alabama, 254 points. He is smashing the competition. Aaron Bell is second with 180 points. Thomas Owens is in third with 146. So that's really cool to see Timothy leading that. This will be Timothy's last year in a Stinger. I believe that's what he told me. He's been racing Stingers a long time, so that's really cool to see him. And let's go over to Deep South Speedway points. And let's see, tuners finish. All right, let's look at the tuner points for Deep South Speedway. Robert Barber in the number 69 is leading points. That's really cool. 246. Cameron Cannell, that's one of my buddies right there. He's second place with 240. So Cameron actually has one more race than Robert. So if Cameron has a good finish this week, next race, and finishes ahead of Robert, he can overtake him in the points. Barrett Bischoff in the 88D is with 160 points. That's really cool to see Barrett Bischoff up there. I like watching Barrett race. He's got the little Saturn wagon. It's cool to watch. And let's go to the pure stocks. We have Wesley King in the 99, total of 277 points, 10 races. Thomas Norman in the 21T is second in points with 248. And we have Cody Wood and then number 14 with 227. And, man, it's a bummer to see my friend Derek Long in fourth. He didn't get to make the last race. His engine is out, so he was looking for a pure stock motor. So if anybody has one, if he hadn't lined one up already, hit Derek Kane Long up. And he's looking for – I know he was looking for a motor. So maybe he'll get to make that next race because this is his last season racing. So I'd like to see him make that next race. And let's go over here to the factory stock class. Chad Robinson leading the points with 227. Dustin Ladner in the 01, 176. Tucker Bird is third. And let me scroll down. My buddy Chris Hartman's moving on up there in points. He's up to 11th in points. He was around 19th. And points, so Chris is moving on up. He actually had some good finishes the last few races, so y'all be sure and go like Team Hartman Racing for a Cure on Facebook. And let's go here, UMP Modified. Joey Moxley, Joey Moxley is leading the points. 225, Ryan Fowler in the 6 is 196. Buster Foley in the 777, 162. So Buster Foley is third. Congratulations, Joey Moxley, for leading. That's really cool. He's leading his home track. 602 late models. Here we go. Osmond Jones is leading in the 9 with 167 points. Kevin Mitchell, our former guest on the show, is 136 points in second. And Brandon Allen, shout out to Brandon Allen. He's a super good guy. He's in third place with 104 points. And Dustin Booth is climbing on up there in that D27. He's fourth in points, so Dustin Booth has already got two wins this year, one at Deep South Speedway and I believe Tri-County, so that's great for Dustin Booth. And let's go over here to the street stock. Chad Robinson in the 10, 245 points. Tommy Lowry in the number 27 is second with 159. Sonny Gilmore with 138 is third. That's great to see Sonny Gilmore up there. Y'all be sure and go support her. We need more females, more women in racing. And that's going to be, let me look, make sure I didn't miss any points. 602 late models, UMP, Barry, my factory stock. 604 late models, here we go. Bo Slay is leading in the points. 175. Beausoleil won that last race up there. He won it. Stephen Jernigan finished second in that race, so that was cool to see Stephen Jernigan up there. D.G. Hawkins is second in points with 116 points. James Gilmore is third and 108. And, of course, Stephen Jernigan climbing on up there, he's got 98 points. So can Stephen Jernigan overtake some of these guys to move in the top three? We shall find out. But this weekend I shall be at Northwest Florida Speedway, hopefully. Me and Mr. Ike's going down there. We're going to let Billy Booth drive Jamie's car, his vintage car. Got rained out that last race up there at Northwest Florida. I got there just in time to see the bottom fall out of the sky. I had to put it in four-wheel drive just to leave the racetrack. But let me tell you, Mr. Scott worked his butt off to get that race in, and I so wanted him to get it in. He did the best he could, but just Mother Nature won. Black cat crossed the road, whatever you want to call it. But Mr. Scott does a great job, and he's had the best racing service all year. And so y'all be sure and go support your small track back in Florida this weekend at Northwest Florida Speedway. Support Tri-County Speedway, support Deep South. Just super great racing at all three tracks. And just if you want to keep dirt track racing alive, tell your friends, tell your grandmother, tell your auntie, tell your uncle, your aunts, whoever, tell your cousins from, you know, tell them folks to come to the racetrack, and we're going to get our yee on and have fun. How about that?
That's right.
So,
are you going to Northwest Florida this weekend?
Yes. I'm going over there, and I'm excited. I'm excited to watch the vintage class. The vintage and the IMCM mods are my two favorite classes besides the low-book sprint cars, non-wing sprint cars. But I just love watching the vintage class. They're cool cars because, like Jamie's car, for instance, his is stoplight green is the name of the color. And they all look like 30s and 40s Fords and Chevrolet hot rods and Dodges. And it's just super cool. You know, back in the day, you see these muscle guys get these old hot rods and they soup them up. And now you see cars that look just like that on the dirt track. And they're flying. I'm talking about. And if you're good enough to drive one, you can win the race backwards blindfolded. And I'd like to see that, too.
All right, Jared, thank you for all the information. Lots of names there. I love when I hear names of race car drivers. It's special to hear different names that you haven't heard in a while. And I appreciate everything you're doing with the Southern Dirt Track Report. Northwest
thank
Florida
you. And
it's going to be awesome.
And be sure... Now, Artie, you tell everybody to go to church Sunday because God blessed us for being able to be at the racetrack Saturday night. So I feel like we have an obligation to go to church and get our praise on because, remember, God loves you, Jesus saves. I want everybody to know that.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, Jared.
Later, Tater. See y'all cool cats later.
All right, y'all. That's Jared Hutchins. He is part of my team, the Southern Dirt Track Report. He does all the South Alabama and all that good stuff down there. All right, so phone lines are open. Be a part of the show. You can call right now, 718-664-9861. That's 718-664-9861. If you want to talk dirt with me, come on and call the number, and we can talk some dirt here. We're only going to have a few more minutes. We're going to be live. And also, don't forget, if you're on Facebook, click on our page, support, be a supporter of the Southern Dirt Track Report. It helps out with everything that we're trying to do. Also, go over to the 110 Nation Sports Facebook page, give them a like. They deserve a big like or two. Make sure you get over there and support them, the 110 Nation Sports on Facebook. You can also go to Leadhead Lures. Leadhead Lures is a supporter of the Southern Dirt Track Report. So go give them a like. If you like fishing lures, if you like plastic fishing lures, go check them out. Leadhead Lures on Facebook. They always on the Southern Dirt Track Report team. Good people over there. Chris Harris is good. Lola wants to say hello to everybody. She is my black lab. Oh, she's a sweetheart. That's my baby. But I guess that's all we have for tonight. A little good ending there with Jared calling in. And I just want to send you a list of people real quick that I feel need to be announced, I guess, should we say. These people shared my stream tonight. Michael Hussman, Tara Sanders, Keith Smith, Brett Galatis, Racing Sports and Outdoor Heritage, Baton Rouge Raceway, Dougie Howford, Lance Keys, Amy Hooker, Creighton, and Raymond Lemoyne also shared it, and Jared Hudson, of course, always sharing the stream here, the SPA Racing Team. They shared it too. That is the racing team of the Stingers at Baton Rouge Raceway. Listen, Baton Rouge Raceway is home, it's crazy how things work out, you know, with the Friday night tracks, you know, Hattiesburg and Baton Rouge, both my home. I was doing basically going to Hattiesburg every Friday, Baton Rouge every Saturday. Now they're both on Friday, so I'm trying to alternate weekends with them. It's tough because I love all the drivers at both of those tracks, and I love the entire track facility as far as the workers go. And it's like pulling, you know, like this the whole time, left to right. You know, you wanna support both tracks, and you wanna be there for both tracks the same night, and it's just hard. Now that they're both on Fridays, it opens up Saturdays a little bit. So this weekend we'll be at Pike County Speedway. Depending on the weather is a question mark right now. Huge question mark for the weather, but it's gonna be. It's going to be a good weekend of racing. Hopefully we can get them all in. No racing Friday. I don't think Baton Rouge is racing. I don't think Baton Rouge nor I know for a fact that Hattiesburg is canceled. Please keep the Hattiesburg family in your prayers, the Parkers and the whole group over there. Keep them in your prayers. You know, they've been sick, so make sure you keep them in your prayers. Keep everyone in your prayers right now. Everybody needs prayers. It's crazy how we are going through this wave of COVID that's hitting, and a lot of people are really, really sick or dying. I got people in my family that's in the ICU on breathing machines or whatever you want to call it, life support with the COVID. So. Keep everybody in your prayers. The world needs prayers, and without him, we are nobody in this world. So I want to thank everybody that came on the show tonight: Amanda McApplin, Tim Graves, David Davis, Shane Morgan, Bridget Walters, Mitch Couture, Mason Jordan, Wesley Nichols, Jarrett Hudson, and. I believe that's all we have to thank. The 110 Nation Sports, make sure you go give them a like. They are helping me fulfill my dreams, should we say. It's been a while since I've been on the radio, and I feel like we're on the radio when we're on this show every week on the podcast. And it's broadcast all over the place, iTunes and Spotify and other Blog Talk Radio. The list goes on and on. There's several different podcasts that we're on. Tonight we started kind of a couple minutes late on the podcast, but, you know, technical difficulties happen, and I can't be, more happy with, Chris Creighton as he saved the day tonight, by getting everything right. But you know, we do this every week. We have a fun time. You can always be a part of the show by just calling that number while, around 9 PM That phone line is open for you to call in each and every week at 9 o'clock. So if you ever want to call in and talk a little dirt with me, if you got a car, you got a series, you got a track, call on in. We'll get you on the air and we'll talk about it. You know, everybody stay safe. We got a huge storm coming this way. Not much of nothing right now, but they said by Sunday it could be a Cat 3, Cat 4. It's going to hit dead center Louisiana, it looks like. If it hits dead center Louisiana, my area is going to be pretty good because the weather's always on the east side of the storm. So it's going to push all that water up in Lake Pontchartrain. And I'm north of Lake Pontchartrain, so whenever the storm's coming like it's coming in, you know, it pushes all that water to Lake Pontchartrain. It pushes it all on our shoreline. So just say a prayer for Louisiana, Mississippi, everybody that's going to get this weather from this hurricane. Well, it's not a hurricane yet, but we hope that it's not a hurricane, but we know we're going to have something and it's going to be coming. So God bless everybody for tuning in tonight. Look, I had a great time. We had a bunch of polls on the page, and I really do appreciate everybody that took time to vote on the polls. And I guess that's about it, y'all. We are done. God bless everyone. Once again, thank you to the 110 Sports Nation Sports, 110 Nation Sports. And that's it. Any last words, Chris? I guess not. All right, so that's it, y'all. We are done. God bless everybody, and we'll see y'all next time right here on the Talking Dirt, Southern Dirt Track Report. The crickets are out. It's time to go. We love you guys. Good night. Oh,